Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
Jim Rohn famously said that we're the sum of the five people we hang out with the most. But is that really true? In this episode, we look at the value of putting yourself in a positive container that is aligned with your goals. And also, how to deal with the sensitive issue of dealing with those who may no longer be aligned with who you are and where you're going.
We look at some surprising research on the physical effects of friendships, and as always, give you tips to help you find your own tribe for success, health, wealth, and happiness.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. You are rather loud this morning.
Well, I'm feeling good this morning, Claire. Like yesterday we did a 21 and a half kilometre walk all around London. And this morning I got up, been to the gym, been for a swim in the ponds, just feeling good.
Yes, and actually I'm really pleased to say, because I've had a bit of an issue with the arch of my foot. It's been quite painful for about the last 2 months. So, yes, it did hurt, and there was a moment in Regent's Park on the way back where James was saying, do you need us to get a taxi? And I was like, nope, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to quit. But I'm actually really pleased to say I've woken up this morning and it's not hurting. So, but you might ask, why on earth were we wandering around London doing 21.5K yesterday? Well, we're actually next weekend doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks. So we are training for that. So we've actually done half of what we need to do next weekend. But yeah, I'm feeling more confident now.
It's good. I'm just looking forward to the giant fish and chips at the end of it all.
Yeah. And for the listeners, we're actually doing it with a wonderful group that I've had the privilege of being in for the last few years. And they're an alcohol-free group. They're just a wonderful bunch of people. And I know some of you listen to the podcast. So really, really looking forward to doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks with you next weekend.
We are. So today we're going to be talking about the five people you surround yourself with and whether that's true or not. And looking at it a bit more broadly, actually. But actually the importance of, I guess, environment and the people around you when you're going for your goals. But before we get into that...
Oh, what are you about to say now? What are you going to do with
Well, I just wanted to say, like, we're so excited about our retreat at Six Senses in Ibiza, and it is starting to fill up now as we get closer. So if you went in on that, do not delay in reaching out to us and booking your place. You need to put a deposit down at the moment.
I'll put a link in the show notes to that.
Yeah, we're staying in a private residence within Six Senses. We've got the spa there. We've got all their activities. We've got, of course, all our wonderful workshops and activities. It's a stunning setting, amazing food. It's going to be the most incredible long weekend. Some fantastic people coming along already. We'd love you to join us.
I'm so excited about it. It's the first time we've done a retreat there, but as you can expect from Six Senses, it is uber, uber luxurious. So we're just really, really excited to meet all of you, spend time with you, and yeah, help you reclaim control over your mind, body, and soul. And you certainly will. I mean, it's right on the Mediterranean Sea, sun setting, sun rising. It's just bliss, 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 bliss.
And I know we've also picked up a lot of listeners from various places, but a lot from the Liz Earle podcast, and many, many of you reaching out to ask about the Midlife Method, find out more about it and when we get it going. So the next intake for that is starting on September the 4th. So the week prior to that, which will be the last week of August, when we'll be onboarding everyone, getting everyone set up, ready to go, so they're ready to hit the ground running on that Monday. If you want in, then reach out, drop us an email, team@themidlifementors.com, or book a call with us. You'll find the book a call link on our website, themidlifementors.com. We'll have a 20-minute, no obligation chat, see if it's a good fit. And if it is, we'll get you on board. Some amazing people signed up for that already.
Yeah, because we've taken some downtime from taking people on the Midlife Method. We wanted to, if you've listened to our podcast for a while, you'll know that from June, I think, we took a bit of time to just kind of reset. We're working on some really, really exciting new projects. So this is the first intake since June for the Midlife Method. And as James said, you can go on the website and read all about what the Midlife Method is, actually, before you book a call, so you get an understanding. And then, yeah, just book that call, catch up with us, we'll talk through some of your challenges, what you're experiencing right now, and if it's a good fit, we'll tell you more about the Midlife Method. That's it. So, okay, so let's dive into this, because the reason we're doing this podcast, I think, this episode, is because James and I have noticed that as we evolve as people, as we evolve in our business, certain people that have been in our life and have been very supportive and therefore a reason, you know, they say friendships go through seasons, don't they? And we've definitely noticed that in our life since we've been together as well. We've noticed that we've moved as we've grown in the business and we've grown as people, there are certain situations and certain people that don't necessarily gel with where we're going anymore. And that can be quite a difficult thing to go through. Like, it's almost like you've got your own growing pains, but actually the people and the environment that you're in doesn't quite fit you anymore. And that can be very, very uncomfortable for a lot of people as they release certain stuff and certain people that no longer represent you as a person or where you're going. You know, that we might call them like energy vampires. We might call them people that bring us down, that aren't necessarily supporting us anymore. And that does feel very, very uncomfortable because they've been in our life for a long time. We don't want to hurt anyone. We don't want to seem like we're mean or getting too big for our boots or anything like that. But I would say it's such a natural part of life to experience these shifts in the people that you gel with, these people that you want to hang out with, these people that give you energy and support and all that kind of stuff. So that's where this is coming from, because we've noticed that so, so much in our life, and we've had each other to talk about it. But if you're going through this, if you're going through changes at the moment and you're going through a huge growth and expansion period, it might be to do with your health, it might be to do with business, anything, and you're noticing that actually some people are falling away from your life, or that what you're finding is some people are real energy vampires and you just don't have the space for it anymore or the inclination, then this podcast is for you.
Yeah, I would say the flip side of that is the new people coming into your life. So we're going to talk here about the famous quote from Jim Rohn, who said you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, and we'll kind of break that down a bit. But yeah, it's natural as well, I think, as we grow and develop, that, as Claire said, we may shed friendships, but we're also going to develop new friendships. We find people also aligned with the values and goals of what we're going for. And really, I'd ask you at this moment, just take stock and think about, who am I at the moment, and who am I going to be? Where am I going? What are my goals? And who in my world I can see at the moment is supporting that as long for the ride? Who maybe isn't, and that might be a difficult conversation. And actually, who do I want to be around to get there as well? Because it's all about elevating all the time. So let's look at this. Jim Rohn said it. You're some of the five people you spend the most time with. What he meant by that was, you know, if you're a millionaire, you're likely to hang out with other millionaires because then you get the millionaire mindset. But millionaires always want to strive to hang out with billionaires, have the billionaire mindset, and so on. And you look around, you know, and this is true whether you're on a wealth journey, a business journey, a health journey. If your friendship group is kind of not aligned with where you're going, you're going to find it so, so much harder. Now, is it really five people? I'd say that's a bit of an arbitrary number that he just picked out of thin air. And does that mean necessarily the five people that you're with physically all the time? I'd say in this day and age, not so much, right? We have the opportunity to be out in the virtual world, to find amazing networking groups, mentorship programs, where we can be in and be around people who are creating such fabulous work, fabulous things, and we can be part of that and be inspired and learn and grow from that. So I think it used to be a lot harder, right? And if you listen to some of the old gurus, they used to say things like, you know, they'd go and hang out in high-end hotels just to kind of like soak up the atmosphere and see how people like that operated, moved, spoke. They try and get into physical networking groups. Now we can plug into it through social media. That's one of the benefits of social media, lots of downsides as well. So we can find places where we can virtually hang out and kind of absorb that energy and be lifted up and learn and grow. And certainly that's something that's been really valuable for Claire and I. You know, we're parts of all kinds of networking groups. We work with different mentors, different coaches. And it's not just the mentors and coaches, it's the other people in those groups as well that you meet, that you kind of align with and get so much inspiration from.
Yeah, I would 100% say that. So I would have, I would take the whole five people around you a little bit with a pinch of salt, but it is a good starting point. And we know from the Midlife Method, when people are in our space, and I'm not just saying our space, when I say at the space that we've created, but actually it's not about us, it's about all those other people that are part of our community, are part of the group coaching calls. We had the most amazing group coaching call yesterday. And all we're doing is facilitating it. But what's so beautiful is it everyone is being inspired. People are feeling like they're understood. So they're on the same journey. They have the same goals. They have the same kind of values. But what they're doing is they're sharing those things, but also being really, really uplifted by other people. And it's so, so incredibly powerful. And as James said, we're part of so many of those groups. But it can feel uncomfortable to, and this is all about boundaries as well, right? So what I would say is, one of the first things that I want to say to you is, it is okay for you to change your mind, right? We have, loyalty is a really, really high value of mine. I know it is for James as well. So we are value, you know, we value loyalty when it comes to friendships. However, we seem to think sometimes that those are set in stone and that they're never going to change. And there is an air of disappointment. There is sadness when actually those seasons, those friendships go through seasons and those connections go through seasons, and that they come to the end of their season. And we are allowed to be able to be more discerning about those people that we have around us. And it doesn't mean that you're disloyal. It doesn't mean that you're a nasty person. It actually means that you have different expectations for your life now, different people that you want to create space for. Because here's the thing, when you have all of those people around you, you're not creating space for those that can come in that are really going to serve you leveling up to the highest person that you could be. So I really wanted to assure you and make you feel a little bit more comfortable that if you are going through a period of your time, at that period of time at the moment where those people that you used to have so much fun with and be so aligned with, maybe this, that it just doesn't happen like that. And it could be part of their journey as well and part of your journey too. So maybe it's time for you to set some more boundaries, make space for those new people that just make you feel really, really amazing again. Because life isn't linear and it's not set in stone. We're supposed to evolve, we're supposed to move, we're supposed to shift. Everyone is, and it's not a bad thing.
That's something like this is going, well, yeah, that sounds kind of common sense, but is there any research behind it? I'll come on to that in a moment, but I just like to imagine, let's give you a case scenario, right? Say you've decided you want to launch your own business. You really want to get up and go. You're there. Now imagine for a moment that you don't have a family home. It's like you live in a big brother house, right, with five other people. Now, in the one house you live in, you're there. You've still got the same goal, the same thing. I want to be this. They get up late every morning. They're like, oh, let's watch This Morning for a bit and order some pizza in. Oh, look, I found a bottle of wine. Oh, should we just go to the pub, right? If those five people are in that house, that's their behavior and you're there, how well do you think you're going to do with your business goal, as opposed to you're living in a house with five people that are up every morning, right, guys, here's the plan for the day. Right, here's our business plans. Let's discuss them. Let's break them down. Who are we going to speak to today? What deals are we going to do? It sounds obvious. Sounds common sense. Of course, you're going to get better results in the second house where you're surrounded by people who are aligned with the same goals as you. But there is actually hard data to back this up. So there was a guys called Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler, and they looked at something called the Framingham Heart Study, which is a really long-running health study. And they actually looked at the social aspects of it, and it was actually fascinating what they found, right? So here's a physical thing. If a friend of yours becomes obese, you yourself are 45% more likely than chance to gain weight in the next 2 to 4 years. 45%. But here's where it gets weirder. If a friend of a friend, so in an extended network now, becomes obese, you're still 20% more likely to gain weight. If a friend of a friend of a friend, you're still 10% more likely. So this is incredible, incredible data that they found. Just by being around this, you were likely to put on more weight. And it wasn't just weight they looked at. So they also looked at smoking. If a friend smokes, you're 61% more likely to smoke. A friend of a friend, you're 29%. And a friend of a friend of a friend, 11%. So that's like a behavior. Now here's something really amazing, happiness. If a friend of a friend of a friend is happy with their life, you have a 6% chance of being happier yourself. So that is massive. That's a friend of a friend of a friend. And it increases, like, the closer you get to friendship and they're happy, the more chance of you being happy are, because you're surrounded by happy people.
Do you think this is an energy thing?
I think there's energetics. I think this is an energetic thing.
Yeah, and I think it's actually that we talk about other people to other people, don't we? And we share stories. I mean, that's how our ancestors evolved. That's how we've evolved as humans, is we tell stories. So I kind of wonder if it's a little bit to do with that as well, to be honest. But yeah, I think it's really, really powerful stuff, to, like James was saying, with a really, really amazing example of being in those two different houses. It is good to take stock. If you're feeling frustrated and you're feeling stuck, yes, a lot of it is to do, a majority of it is to do with your mindset, but a huge part of it too is what people are you surrounding yourself with, and what are they doing or not doing? What are they doing and not doing? Are they your role models? Do you look at those people and go, oh my goodness, I really, really admire you. I really wish, you know, I could be like that, and I'm going to be like that. And actually, when you're able to look at other people's behavior around you, that's when we learn. So we learn from other people. So if you're watching a useless lot of bums sitting around watching Netflix and eating pizza and not working for a living and not trying to better themselves, guess what? That's going to happen to you, because it's learnt behavior.
Exactly that. It's the culture we surround ourselves with. And the thing is, we kind of take that as face value, like we talk about so often with like beliefs, mindset, personality. We're just like, oh, that's just the way it is. It's where I am, or I'm in this culture. Guess what? You can change it. You can step out of that culture, join another culture, join a get going culture. It's totally up to you, and it's never been easier than it is in today's world.
Yeah, and I think this really relates to the fact that it's not just our physical environment, right? So we've mentioned so much our social media, right? The digital world. And also what we are consuming with our eyes, with our ears. Because if we're constantly consuming the news, for example, that's going to become the norm. That's going to become your environment. The fear, the angst, the, oh my goodness, everything's falling apart. There is no good news. Guess what? That's going to go into your psyche, and you aren't going to be thinking, you're not even going to be open to good news. You're not even going to be open to opportunities, because actually you're being fed that the world is a dangerous place and full of anxiety, and that there's, you know, we're destined to failure. Okay. So also on your social media feeds, if all you're looking at is groups and people that are doom and gloom, or massively egotistical and not great people, and you know, you don't align with who they are, guess what? It's not going to be feeding that positivity for you, the potential for you. So you've got to be really, really careful as well, not just the sum of the five people that you're around and the physical environment you're in, but the environment you're now creating in your digital space. That's even more important, I would say, because we're stuck to our phones all the time. So really become aware of what you are doing there and how it's making you feel. Are these people your role models? Are they positive? Is it making you feel good?
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, there are so many great places where you can hang out. Social media has a lot of downsides, but like we said, there are so many inspirational groups you can join. You know, find groups with different experts on different things where people are aligned with the same goals that they're there for anything and everything. I'm sure there's like macrame groups, knitting groups. Certainly there are like knitting. Business groups, breaking down to like, you know, marketing groups, all kinds of things. So go out there, find your happy place, your group that is going to inspire you, and start hanging out there more. And then see how you notice even your emotions and your behavior change over time as you're more exposed to those kinds of behaviors and beliefs, and you grow along with that group.
Go find your tribe. And I just really, really want to reiterate that we're giving you permission to look at those people around you, and we're giving you permission to change your mind. We are giving you permission to set boundaries down. We all have to do that at different stages of our life. So that's a really, really important thing for you maybe to hear right now. And then create that space for those new people. Create the intention. Create the intention. It's so, so powerful. Say, actually, you know, universe, I am creating the intention that people that lift me up, that inspire me, that create positivity in my life are going to come flooding into my world. Because that's my energy that I'm putting out, and that will therefore be the energy that I get back.
And of course, if you'd like to join our very positive group for midlife health and happiness, then reach out. We have our free community on Facebook. We go live in there 10 a.m. every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. UK time, with a kind of like mini coaching session, and you can Q&A with us in real time. Loads of other great stuff in there, very inspirational. And of course, we have our program as well. So if you'd like to be part of that, just reach out to us, team@themidlifementors.com, or follow us on our socials.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll put the links obviously in the show notes. And we are sending you so much love. We hope you found that helpful. Big hugs.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.